BBC News with Nick Kelly. The French president has said the fight against Islamist militants in the Sahel is critical for the future of the region. Speaking after a summit with five West African presidents, Emmanuel Macron said the French operation would now operate under the same umbrella as the regional G5 military mission and promised additional French peacekeepers. Queen Elizabeth has said she entirely supports her grandson Prince Harry's desire to create a new life with his wife Meghan and their young son. She said that though the family would have preferred them to remain full-time royals, it respected their wish for greater independence. France and Germany have put forward proposals that will end the practice of chick shredding across the European Union by the end of next year. Currently, tens of millions of young male chickens, commercially unviable because they don't produce sufficient meat, are crushed to death. Russia says progress has been made at talks in Moscow aimed at cementing a ceasefire in Libya's conflict. The foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Libya's UN-backed government had signed an agreement, but the warlord, General Khalifa Haftar, wanted a bit more time. The US Senator Cory Booker has dropped out of the race to be nominated as the Democratic candidate for November's presidential election. Mr. Booker, an African-American, had recently criticised the lack of diversity among the Democratic nominees. The United States has imposed sanctions on seven Venezuelan politicians who last week tried to take over parliament to block the opposition leader Juan Guaido from taking up his role as speaker. They include Luis Parra, a former ally of Mr. Guaido. And a meteorite which fell on Australia in 1969 has been found to be composed of the oldest material ever found on Earth. Particles inside the space rock were found to be more than 7 billion years old, 3 billion years older than our own solar system. BBC News.